Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You know Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He is a mainstay here at WGN. And today we are focusing on Lake Forest. It's part of our Your Hometown series sponsored by McDonald's. And it's something we do on the last Thursday of every month. We choose one town and we meet people in that town. We talk about small businesses and big businesses. And if you'd like your town to be featured, just go to WGNradio.com/your hometown. Dr. Copen, how are you today?
I'm great, Lisa. I really am. I'm very good. I'm also pleased that we're here in the Chicago area, not having to experience what our poor friends have just gone through in Florida. I heard what you were talking about before the break. Just, you know, many of our people here up in Lake Forest have second homes down there. And it's hearing their stories about what they're seeing and hearing. It's just going to be a rough go recovering from this.
And many just can't get a snapshot of whether their home is there or not. And it's just a difficult. Have you talked to doctors down there? Do you have any buddies in your field who are down there trying to help manage this, what looks like catastrophic situation?
And one of the major concerns as the hurricane was approaching was what would happen with the hospitals. You know, if we think back, if we remember what happened in New Orleans with that hurricane, the hospitals were just in a world of hurt. So All the hospitals in hurricane areas have built a lot of resiliency to be able to deal with hurricanes. So what I'm hearing right now and the initial reports are they're doing pretty well. The measures that they took have gotten them prepared to be able to continue to take care of their communities.
Did you see the video of the roof that came off of the ICU unit?
That I missed.
No. Okay, you need to go look at that. It literally came off of the top of the ICU unit. They moved those patients as quickly as they could, but then the hospital got flooded, and they said they were thankful all of their patients were on beds because that's how deep the water was. And I just can't imagine what those healthcare professionals went through. I want you to go check that video out when you get a chance. It's stunning.
Wow.
It's stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
let's,
one of the stories up here in Lake Forest, Lisa, we in 2017, in July 2017, we had one of those 100-year storms, which quite frankly happened more frequently than every 100 years. And our old Lake Forest hospital actually flooded. There was a whole issue with drainage near Route 41, and we had to evacuate the hospital in 2017.
My gosh.
You know, that was quite an experience. I have to tell you, as the chief medical officer of a hospital, having to evacuate literally every patient was not something I ever dreamt we were going to have to do. Thankfully, we were able to do it. Everybody was safe. Everybody got taken good care of. And that was about 7 months before we opened up our new Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital here in Lake Forest, literally on the same campus that the old hospital was on. And it's just an interesting piece of the history of Lake Forest Hospital that we literally had to evacuate because of flooding.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital, the new campus, the new hospital. It is just magnificent. And ironically, as you talk about that, there's a lot of water in front of the hospital now, part of the campus, is there not?
Yes, we take care. The hospital takes care of its own stormwater. It was part of the agreement that we have with the community of Lake Forest when we planned the new hospital. So when it rains, the stormwater comes from the west and flows literally around the hospital into a 5.5-acre pond that we have in front of the hospital. We call it the water feature fondly. And there's a waterfall, a man-made waterfall, that is able to aerate the water. You know, like in a golf course or a big shopping center, you'll see the water gets put up in the air to aerate the water. Well, the way we do that is with a beautiful waterfall. And we literally are able to take care of all the stormwater for our large campus. We have about 120 acres that make up the Lake Forest Hospital campus and the surrounding community. So that's one of the things that we're able to do when we designed the new hospital, to take what was really a festering problem, which is what to do with the stormwater. We were able to take care of it and turn it into really a beautiful, beautiful feature of this part of Lake Forest.
That is amazing. It is a big part of Lake Forest, and that's why we're talking to you. Talk to me about that community, the community you serve. We're featuring Lake Forest today. I'm sure you've got some loving things to say about the people and the community itself.
We have a partnership with the community of Lake Forest, which is really second to none. People are very proud of Lake Forest Hospital and its history. The original hospital was built back in 1941 on the same campus that we are on today. And then in 2018, we opened up the new hospital. And that only could have happened with the partnership of our community. We have an amazing community. It's very involved in the hospital in so many different ways. Our volunteers are just magnificent. And I have to say, the way that the community stepped up to help during the beginning of the pandemic, when none of us really knew what we were doing, the support that we got from the community helped us get through some very, very difficult days. You know, when we think back to that March, April, May period in 2020, I just don't think we could have gotten through without the support we got from our community. You know, as you know, Lisa, Lake Forest is just a beautiful community up here in the northern suburbs along the lake. The community involvement in so many important things just is what makes Lake Forest so wonderful place to live, place to work. And I have to tell you, as somebody involved like I am in the Lake Forest Hospital, the ability for us to take care of this community, for the community to help take care of the hospital, that partnership, I cannot praise more. I can't come up with the right words.
I can feel it. You don't have to have words. I can feel the emotion. I think everybody can. It really is a partnership, and that's a lovely thing. Hey, Dr. Copin, before I let you go, they came out today and they said that the Queen passed from old age. I also saw an article that said that's the number three, maybe the number two cause of death in Japan is old age. Is that anything that we put on death certificates in this country?
No.
I didn't think so.
What does it mean to die of old age? You know, dying of old age means that a body organ failed or multiple body organs fail. As people get older, our resiliency, our ability to bounce back from infections or other types of things that occur, it just becomes less and less. And we all know that by watching our relatives age, or if we ourselves are aging. We know. You know, I like to use the example. I've always been a basketball player, Lisa. Used to be when I was a kid, I would twist my ankle. I'd go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning, and I was fine.
Yeah, you could walk again.
No medication, no ice, no nothing. Now, that same ankle sprain will probably take 3 months to get better, right?
Boy, can I relate.
So, you know, it's those kinds of things. So right. I don't know anything about the Queen's underlying health. I don't know if she had a heart problem or lung problem, but that's what happens in the end. So we don't put old age on death certificates. We try to understand why it is that older person passed away.
Thank you so much for joining us and talking so beautifully about Lake Forest. We appreciate all of your contributions to WGN Radio.
It's my pleasure, Lisa, and we're fortunate that not only we have Lake Forest, but we have our wonderful Chicago metropolitan area.
Dr. Jeffrey Copin at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Lauren has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNradio.com/your hometown.
Yeah.